You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
The day has arrived. One final college football game of the season, the national championship game tonight at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida, between top-ranked Alabama and number 3 Ohio State. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Monday, National Title Day, January 11th, and today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, that's LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. And on today's episode, a full-blown national title game preview is on the docket. We break down the matchup between Alabama and Ohio State from every single angle. Locked On Bama's Jimmy Stein joins to give you how the tide feels heading into tonight's bout. The Action Network's Colin Wilson, one of the smartest betting minds in all of college football, in my humble opinion, hands out advice of where to place your money tonight. But first, we must start with a man who has been on this show all season long, covering our Big Ten champions, the Ohio State Buckeyes, better than the rest. It is the host of Locked On Buckeyes, Jay Stevens, joining us one final time this college football season. Jay, pleasure to have you here once again.
Big Ten Ben, I'm glad to be back. Glad that the game is scheduled. It's still planning to be scheduled tomorrow or today, excuse me. So it's a lot of going into the game, but Ben, I'm happy to be back and happy to watch the Buckeyes play one more game.
Jay, as of right now, as we learned on Friday, the final COVID testing protocols were in place. Everything looked good. The national championship game, as it was reported, is scheduled for today. We are ready. We are excited for it. And as you have been on this podcast throughout the duration of the college football season, I want to start by asking you, how excited are you to watch one final college football game featuring the team you cover in Ohio State?
Excitement. There's that word. There is just overjoyed. There's nerves, as I was a fan before I was able to cover the team. So there's so many different emotions going through me right now. But Ben, it's just exciting to watch two teams that have had different seasons. Some things are inside their control. Some things were outside of their control. But I believe in this weird season of 2020, you have Alabama, you have Ohio State. You have Ryan Day, you have Nick Saban. You have two of the best coaches, two of the best programs in college football history battling it out for this year's national championship.
I only have one critique of your answer right there, because I love the enthusiasm. I love the passion, as you always bring here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. My only criticism, you called him Nick Saban, not Coach Saban. You have to give him his respect, as everybody knows. We don't need any more bulletin board material for those Crimson Tide players coming into tonight's national championship game. But Jay, other than that, a great answer. And now we dive into more of your expert analysis for the actual matchup tonight in Miami between the third-ranked Buckeyes and the first-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. The main question coming from Ohio State's perspective is the health of Justin Fields. What do you expect out of the signal caller for Ohio State in tonight's game?
I expect a little slow start, as far as like not so much the running around or the elusiveness and breaking out and scrambling like that early on, kind of just feeling his way through. But I do believe late first quarter, second quarter for sure, you'll see Fields using his legs and being more of the athlete that he is. But early on, it's mainly not just to fill out the defense, fill out his body. Yeah, wrist injury, Big Ten championship, ribs got blasted during the Sugar Bowl. Looks like he's good to go. He's ready to play. I've seen videos of him down there in Miami. But I do think it'll be kind of like a basketball player. You're trying to kind of feel out your opponent, feel out the guy guarding you. And then once you figure out what they're going to do and what you could do to combat them, it's on. So I do think kind of a slow start from Fields, not the offense early on, but late first, early second, you're going to see Fields kind of be the athlete, utilize his legs like he did so well in the Sugar Bowl.
Justin Fields is at the helm of the third best scoring offense in the entire country. The team ahead of them in second place, the Alabama Crimson Tide, averaging nearly 48 points per game. They have the best scoring margin in all of the country. Alabama's offense is as potent as they come. So, Jay, from the Ohio State's defensive perspective, how do you think Kerry Coombs tries to slow down, because I'm not sure they can stop, but try to slow down that Alabama Crimson Tide attack?
Two things, Ben. I'll make it very, very quick for you. Number one is still continue to get the pressure up front. And honestly, and I've heard this a lot lately, which is true, the Buckeyes don't have one defensive end that can kill you. Bosa's, Chase Young, they don't have just one guy. They have numerous guys that filter in the rotation on the defensive line. And I think that pressure up front will be a huge thing, not just to stop the pass, but to stop Najee Harris, who has been killing everybody all year. The number two is the defensive backs. Haven't seen the DBs of the Buckeyes do much press man or bump and run coverage, but mixing that up will kind of frustrate not just Devontae Smith. Jaylen Waddle may play. Not sure. I think it's more gentlemanship or trying to get an upper hand mentally on the opponent. But John Metchie in the slot. That's one gentleman that if Waddle is on the field, John Metchie will be a huge thing. Bump and run coverage for the DBs will to mess up the timing will be huge, not just for them, but for messing up Mac Jones as well.
A lot of conversation has focused around Sean Wade's comments saying that he wants to guard Devontae Smith. You have to love the confidence. We'll see how it plays out on the field tonight in Miami. A kudos to that Ohio State defense, though. The secondary still has some question marks back there in the back four. However, that front seven really buckled down throughout the latter part of this season, held Clemson star running back Travis Etienne to only 32 rushing yards in that Sugar Bowl in the CFP semifinal, where Ohio State was so dominant, winning 49-28. They will need their best performance of the year tonight against Alabama. Now, Alabama's defense has taken some strides from where they were early in the year, but also going up against a very explosive offense in Ohio State. We know the question surrounding Justin Fields, but what is the game plan for Ryan Day calling the plays to try to take advantage of that Alabama defense?
It goes a lot with what we have seen the past couple of games, Ben. Well, three games, not just the Big Ten Championship, not just the Sugar Bowl, but also Michigan State as well. There's really two things. Once again, there's so much to talk about with this game, but don't fall away from the running game. Also, three, Master Teague will probably play this game. I think it was Michigan State. He kind of fell off a little bit, and then Trey Sermon got more run. Follow through with that. It'll allow Trey Sermon to utilize his leg and to be the leader with this team that he has been. But then also, last game against Clemson, left tackle Harry Miller did not play. He was not able to play due to COVID-19. I believe he had a positive case. It was not due to contact tracing. If he is able to play tonight, does Ryan Day put him back in or put backup left guard Matt Jones in? That's a key thing. Harry Miller has been the weakest link in the offensive line. And you see, against Clemson, they mauled the front four of the Tigers. Front seven really had nothing to do. And there were numerous times Harry Miller left guard, Josh Myers center, were double teaming, getting to the second level. And Trey Sermon was able to do whatever he wanted. That's a key detail that I'm looking for, Ben. Not just play calling, like you mentioned, but who starts at left guard.
There was a lot of big holes for Trey Sermon to run through in that matchup against Clemson. It's a big reason in these previous three games, like Jay mentioned, that Trey Sermon has averaged 9 yards per carry over his last three contests. So we know the stage now. Jay Stevens of Locked On Buckeyes has given you everything you need to know from the Ohio State outlook heading into the national championship game tonight. So we ask him one final question, and it is simply this: your score prediction for the national title between Alabama and Ohio State.
Ohio State wins 31-27. When you have two high power offenses like this, at some point the defenses for both teams that are really good, they have to give up. The one thing I think will be the Achilles heel for the Alabama defense, Ohio State's secondary gets a lot of negative attention, a lot of negative comments. Nobody wants to talk about the issue that Alabama secondary has as well. There's a reason why Ole Miss put up all the points they did. There's a reason why Florida put up all the points they did. And Ohio State's offense and team is better than both the Ole Miss offense and team, and the Gators offense and team. I do think it'll be lower scoring, but there will be a moment, a pass, a key pass deep will be what propels the Buckeyes to win in this game.
I wouldn't have it any other way than our host of Locked On Buckeyes taking the Big Ten champions and Ohio State to become the national champions. Jay, I have to lean with you here. Everything tells me that Alabama team is scary, the best team in college football all year long, but something about Ohio State, if you give them one opportunity to come out and play their best game of the year, they can do it on this huge national stage on a Monday night for the national championship. The host of Locked On Buckeyes, Jay Stevens, giving us everything you need to know from Ohio State's perspective heading into the national title game tonight against Alabama. Jay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben. I appreciate it. It's always fun with you.
One final college football game this season, the national championship bout between Alabama and Ohio State. You can tell in the excitement of Jay Stevens' voice, my voice. You'll hear Jimmy Stein in just a moment, and even Colin Wilson later on in our third segment. Everybody is ready for some football. One final college football game tonight, and our friends at betonline.ag have you covered for all of it. There is only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust here on the Locked On Podcast Network. That place is betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code locked on for your 50% welcome bonus. Locked on, LOCKEDON, for your 50% welcome bonus at betonline.ag. As it stands right now, betonline.ag has the spread as Alabama favored by 8.5, the over under total, a whopping record setting territory at 75.5. But it doesn't stop there with betonline.ag. They have odds and prop bets for everything. The game MVP winner, Mac Jones, leads the way at 7-2, Justin Fields at 9-2, Devontae Smith 5-1, Najee Harris 5-1 as well. They have prop bets for total completions for Justin Fields, the over-under mark set at 20.5. They have receiving yards for Chris Olave, 95.5. They have Devontae Smith in there as well. His number, 135.5 for the Heisman winning wide receiver from Alabama. BetOnline.ag has you covered from every single angle for the national championship tonight. Where to place your money, how to win some money, and make sure you get in on the action. Do not forget to use that promo code locked on, LOCKEDON, to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. So very much to come on today's Locked On Big Ten's national championship preview for the game tonight between Alabama and Ohio State. We have Locked On Bama's Jimmy Stein coming up in just a moment. And in our third and final segment, where to win your smart money tonight with the Action Network's Colin Wilson. But betting on tonight's national championship game does not have to be a guessing game. We get you set here on Locked On Big Ten. They also have you set on the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks and quick hitting advice as for this national championship game tonight as well to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your favorite shows. We get you set for the national championship game. Now the Alabama perspective after you heard the X's and O's matchups from the Ohio State outlook. It is time for that perspective of the number one team in the country, the Alabama Crimson Tide. And now to give you the approach of the number one team in all the land, and if one is the co-host of Locked On Bama, Jimmy Stein joining us to give you the outlook from the perspective of the Alabama Crimson Tide for tonight's national championship game against Ohio State. Jimmy, I appreciate you taking the time to come on the show, wade into a little bit of enemy territory, if you will, but still giving us the perspective for Alabama tonight.
No, I'm really excited to do the show, excited about tonight, and gosh, in so many ways, I'm just glad we, as in college football, made it to the end, and we have a legitimate national championship game.
It was a season with a ton of bumps along the road, but we are here. We will crown a national champion tonight. And Jimmy, as you well know, this is Coach Saban's. Yes, I said Coach Saban. I'm giving him his respect. His 8th appearance at a national championship game in his 14 years at Alabama. In my mind, Alabama has been the number one team in college football all season long. How confident do you think this group is heading into tonight's national championship game?
I think they're, you know, it's sort of been the expectation of the program for quite some time, thanks to Coach Saban and like you said, 8 appearances. I know this, the stage won't be too big for them. Not that the stage will be too big for a program like Ohio State either, but there is some sort of a calming atmosphere when you've been there, you've done that. It wasn't too, 2018, Alabama was in this game and didn't have a good ending for Alabama, but 2017, Alabama did win this game. There's a been there, done that. That's very helpful to Alabama and the coaching staff. I'm sure they're excited, but at the same time, the stage won't swallow them up.
Alabama has one of the best offenses in all of the country. They have a stat that still boggles my mind. They have converted on 73% of the available offensive yards for them this entire year, meaning that if they start their own drive on their own 30-yard line, they have 70 yards to go, 70 available yards to get into the end zone. They have done that 73% of the time this year and all the yards available. It goes to show how finely tuned that Alabama offense has been all season long. How do you expect them to approach taking on an Ohio State defense in tonight's national championship game?
Well, first of all, Ohio State has dudes. I mean, Alabama's success is most easily explained just by dudes. I mean, just look at the draft. Look at the first round of the draft. Alabama lost 4 offensive players to the top 15 of the draft just last year. And then this year has its most productive offense of all time, with more dudes, Mac Jones, Najee Harris. Alabama has an elite quarterback, an elite running back, an elite receiver, the Joe Moore Award-winning offensive line, an offensive coordinator who is so talented, he's going to be the new head coach at Texas. Everything is in place for Alabama to be very good, and credit the coaching staff, they are very good. But tonight's a little different because Ohio State has dudes just like Alabama does. Alabama has played Georgia, Florida, Texas A&M, and Notre Dame, but no one Alabama has played has as many elite players as Ohio State, in my opinion.
I love that explanation. It's just a battle of dudes tonight, and you're completely right. When you look at that Alabama offense and the fact they have a Heisman Trophy winner at the wide receiver position, the first to win the Heisman in nearly 3 decades, and they might get a guy who's even more explosive back tonight in Jalen Waddle, it just goes to show you how explosive that Alabama offense can be. As we look at the other side of the ball, Alabama's defense had taken some lumps early on in the year but has really improved. They now rank 13th in the entire country in scoring defense. What do you think has been a key for that improvement on the defensive side of the ball?
I think the maturation of 4 freshmen that play vital roles has been really big. Alabama has improved defensively from beginning to end. There was quite a bit of continuity in terms of the entire defensive staff being back, but the personnel was different. This isn't the same 11 guys that played defense for Alabama last year, but Alabama has been very dependent on 4 true freshmen: outside linebacker Will Anderson, defensive lineman Timothy Smith, and 2 defensive backs, Malachi Moore and Brian Branch. They're all true freshmen. None of them had a spring practice thanks to COVID. The summer was weird. Fall camp was weird. I think it took till late in the season till those 4 guys were comfortable enough to be playmakers. I don't really look at them like true freshmen anymore, particularly in the back end. There's a lot of new guys, not just those 2 true freshmen, but the maturation of the true freshmen is the number one reason Alabama's defense has improved from the beginning of the season to what we have now.
And you have Malachi Moore on one side of that secondary and possibly the best cornerback in all of college football, and Patrick Surtain on the other side. He's a lockdown corner that Ohio State fans might have some fear when they look to throw to that side of the football. So, and in this battle of all the dudes out there across all positions on both sides of the ball tonight, Jimmy, what do you think is a key matchup that you are highlighting that Alabama might be able to take advantage of to have some success in this evening's national championship game?
Alabama's success all year has been on the offensive side of the ball. And this is kind of what I'm looking for, Ben, in terms of like what you can see early in terms of how the 60 minutes will play out. To me, it's the run game. Yes, Justin Fields is an excellent passer, could be as high as a number 2 pick in the draft. I mean, maybe number 1. I mean, Fields is a fantastic passer with weapons. Mac Jones is also a very talented passer, the highest completion percentage in all of college football. But the team that wins the game tonight will be the team that has the easiest path on the ground, whether that's Najee Harris for Alabama or Trey Sermon at Ohio State. I would look for very early both teams to, I don't know if you want to call it establish the run, but both teams are going to have to prove that the run game is a problem for the other team. Because if you don't stop Trey Sermon, if Trey Sermon has another 200-yard game against Alabama, Alabama's in trouble. Same way, if Najee Harris is having his way with Ohio State and Ohio State has to bring extra people up front to deal with Najee, then Devontae Smith is going to run right past that secondary. So whichever one of the 2 teams can run the ball early and force the other team to defend the run has a huge, huge advantage.
Jimmy Stein, one of the co-hosts of Locked On Bama, endearing himself to the Big Ten community, saying establish the run will be important tonight. You know how to come onto a podcast in enemy territory and make some friends, Jimmy Stein. I appreciate that. So our final question to you is this. The score prediction in your mind as you see it playing out tonight between number 1 Alabama and number 3 Ohio State.
Yeah, I think the BetOnline AG folks have it right with that 7-point spread. I think Alabama's going to win the game by around the point spread that you see on that site with the same over-under number, really. I'm going with Alabama 38-31. I think it will be close, but probably not a game that's decided at the end. I think Alabama gets ahead by a couple of scores, and it's a 2-score game throughout with Ohio State doing just enough to make where the outcome isn't certain until the 60 minutes is up. I think it'll be close. It'll be competitive. There'll be dudes everywhere, and Alabama wins 38-31.
that 38-31 final would be just below the over-under total right now at 75.5. Even an exciting game of 38-31, not getting up to that monumental level of the 75.5 point total. Jimmy Stein, one of the hosts of Locked On Bama, coming on to this podcast and giving you the approach for the Crimson Tide as they head into the national championship game tonight against Ohio State. Jimmy, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ben.
As Locked On Bama's Jimmy Stein discussed, the fact that we are even here at the end of a topsy-turvy college football season played in the middle of a global pandemic, the fact that we have made it to the Monday of the national championship, the day of the national title game, and we will crown a national champion tonight, that is a testament to everybody involved. How we have done it here and kept the energy high on the Locked On Big Ten podcast is by turning to Built Bar, because Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever that tastes like a candy bar and has kept us fueled all college football season long. The improved Built Bar, as it was ready for the 2020 college football season, is even deliciouser. 18 amazing flavors, all covered in 100% chocolate. They are soft and easy to chew. The taste is delicious, and you can feel good about what you are putting into your body, because Built Bars flat out are healthy, perfect for the health conscious person looking to lose or maintain weight in this new year while still indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low in calorie, low in sugar, but high in protein and high in fiber. What that means, have none of the bad stuff, but all of the good stuff in there to leave you feeling good about what you are eating and leaving you with a smile on your face, because what you're eating is like having dessert. I mean, listen to the flavor profile for Cherry Barcia, one of my favorite new flavors. 17 grams of protein, but only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams of net carbs. It doesn't get better than that, but that's what Built Bar does. And when you go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code Locked On, LOCKEDON, it gets even better, because you will get 20% off your next order. Use promo code Locked On for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Our charge here on the Locked On Podcast Network is to give you expert analysis each and every day from the local experts that cover your favorite teams each and every day. That is what we are doing here on our full-blown national championship preview on the Locked On Big Ten Podcast. The expert analysis from Locked On Buckeyes' Jay Stevens, the expert insight from Locked On Bama's Jimmy Stein, and now the expert betting advice for tonight's national championship game from the Action Network senior writer, Colin Wilson. And just to be transparent, we interviewed Colin Wilson for the Locked On College Football podcast this past Friday. I'm one of the co-hosts, along with a voice you will hear, the host of Locked On Longhorns, Patrick Kahn. We talked to Colin about all things national championship game from both perspectives, key matchups, things to look out for tonight, and his Locked On lock for the national championship game between Alabama and Ohio State. For Big Ten fans, it features a Big Ten player, the running back from Ohio State. That is at the end of our conversation, but now it is time for where you can win your smart money tonight with the Action Network's Colin Wilson.
When it comes to Alabama versus Ohio State, you have to center in on Ohio State's secondary, because that is the weakness. Yes, their pass rush could be there. Yes, their rush defense could be there. Yes, I acknowledge the fact that, Landon Dickerson not being there at center for Alabama caused Chris Owens, a senior, to come in and post one of the worst lineman grades in rush blocking and in pass blocking. He was not that great. But look at the Alabama attack against Notre Dame. The second Mac Jones got the ball, he didn't even hold the ball for 1 second. It was out to the outside receivers, out to Devonta. We didn't see Mechie that much, but it was Mac Jones's ability to get rid of the ball extremely fast to mask the fact that, there could be a gap at center where we have, our not the All-American blocking for the Crimson Tide. So is that going to be some of the same game plan? I think if you're going to attack Ohio State, you're going to attack the secondary. And I've seen enough out of Josh Jobe, out of Sean Wade, and even Proctor has been moved over to safety, that you can attack this group. And it's either got to be in quick outs out to the side, or it's going to be crossing routes over the middle of the field and taking advantage of these guys. I don't see how Alabama is going to get stopped. And that leads me to the key stat of this game, which is called momentum kills. Momentum kill is not a very household name in the world of statistics, but what it is it's a collection of interceptions. It's a collection of 10 plus yard penalties. It's things that kill your drives. And Alabama is second lowest in the nation in momentum kills on offense. The only team that was better than them was Kent State. What that means is Alabama is not going to take themselves out of this game whatsoever. And when I look at the secondary against these weapons, whether Waddle's healthy or not, If he is healthy, great. He gets some targets. He gets some passes. Maybe he makes something happen. But what he acts as a decoy to get Mechie and Devontae Smith one-on-one coverage. And I think that aspect alone, who knows how healthy he actually is, but he's going to open up those lanes. And I think when you look at it, I don't see any way Ohio State is going to keep Alabama from scoring their team total, which is currently 41.5 in the market. We may mess around and try to run the ball a little, but let's face it, with Dickerson being out at center, Najee Harris running over the middle is just not going to happen. There might be some screen passes out to the side, but attacking the secondary, Saban said it in his presser. Their front seven played really well. They got pressure at the Sugar Bowl, and their secondary played well enough. Well, that tipped me off right there. They're going at the secondary. So I see a ton of points here from the Alabama side.
Ohio State also has a very explosive offense. How do you think the Buckeyes attack an Alabama defense?
Yeah, it's interesting because Alabama can be taken advantage of too. We've seen Florida do it and we've seen Ole Miss do it. And I think those are the games that we need to focus on because Alabama has not seen a dual threat quarterback like Justin Fields. What they have seen is highly explosive, highly efficient offenses in Florida and Ole Miss. And those are top 20 when I say those categories. Ohio State's a completely different beast. They're third in explosiveness and they're third in success rate. So Alabama can be had. And the where they're going to get attacked is over the linebacker spot. Dylan Moses talking about being hurt all season. Just inefficient play from the linebacker. When it comes to back seven and coverage, the strength is really Patrick Surtain, Malachi Moore. It's these guys in the secondary that really make Alabama strong. So I don't expect Justin Fields to beat anybody deep. What I expect to see, if you're playing props out there, is a lot of Trey Sermon out of the backfield, getting the ball on screens and demolishing the linebackers of Alabama. The slots are going to have crossing routes over the middle. That's where Alabama is ripe for picking. I think Ohio State is not going to have any problems moving the ball and taking advantage of these linebackers. Now, I know that the absolute question is going to be, can they cover the number? Can they win? Can they win? I don't know. I don't think they can. And the reason is I will go back to the top stat. Momentum kills. That's defined as interceptions, fumbles, missed field goals, sacks, turnovers on downs, and 10-plus yard penalties. I told you that Alabama was second lowest in the nation, only to Kent State. Ohio State is 77th. And where they are having their biggest problems is sacks and 10-yard penalties. And that's their that they are some of the worst outside the top 100 in those two categories. And whether it's Justin Fields holding on to the ball too long or the offensive line. And what's funny is the offensive line is one of the best run blocking offensive lines out there. There's no question about that. They had a replacement left guard, and then they had the freshman backup, the Paris kid, come in, and they still were demolishing that run you saw about Trey Sermon where he wasn't touched. That was the third string left guard. They can run block better than anybody. The problem is the momentum kills. And when you put the second best momentum kill against the 77th, then Alabama's absolutely should win this game. They should not be stopped whatsoever. Ohio State's going to be able to keep pace. I'm taking 8 or better with Ohio State because that momentum kill, it's going to get them at some point. A sack, a 10-yard penalty, something that has shown out in the stats that they've not been good at is going to be the reason they don't win this game. But I do think they keep pace.
So for your locked on lock of the week, are we going Alabama? Are we going Ohio State? I mean, I kind of got your answer there, but I need an official answer before I put my bet on betonline.ag.
Yeah, let's go with Ohio State covering the 8. And I like that bet. Now, I wouldn't say bet your entire roll on that. I mean, this just because this is a national championship game, if you're new to betting, that doesn't mean it needs to be your entire bankroll. It's just a normal 1-2% bet. As far as the size of your pot. If we're talking about other things that I like in the prop world, look for a Trey Sermon number of receptions. He has come on strong the last two games. Yes, his rushing game has been absolutely insane, but he's also been targeted 10 times over the last two games against Northwestern and in the playoff game. Before that, he'd only been targeted 5 times the entire season in the passing game. He's going to dominate these linebackers because they're going to swing him out. As much as I love Ohio State and taking the points, look for a prop on Trey Sermon, number of receptions, over two and a half, both good.
We'll call that then your locked on lock is Trey Sermon over of his receptions in the national title game between Alabama and Ohio State. Colin Wilson has kept you locked and loaded each and every week throughout this college football season. He does it one final time for the national championship game on Monday night. So that is how we do it here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. We blow it out for the final college football game of the season, the national championship game between the Alabama Crimson Tide and our Big Ten champions, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Many thanks to all of my guests for coming on today's show. Locked On Buckeyes' Jay Stevens, Locked On Bama's Jimmy Stein, and the Action Network's Colin Wilson. I guess you could even throw in Patrick Kahn of Locked On Longhorns. The Locked On Podcast Network and its affiliates coming together to give you a full preview for the national title game tonight. You are set and ready to go, prepared from every angle for tonight's matchup in Miami, Florida, between number one Alabama and number three Ohio State. Coming up on tomorrow's episode, it will be a recap to all of it, what happened, how it played out, and who went home with a national championship trophy. Look out, I will give you a heads up on social media. If we do this, we might have a live recap post-game special on our Locked On Lives account from the Locked On Big Ten perspective of the national championship game. Join us, interact, have some fun. That might be coming out. Stay tuned to Locked On Big Ten at Ben Scott Stevens for if that is able to happen, trying to work through some logistics. That's how it goes sometimes to get you that national championship game post-game recap live throughout the Locked On Lives channels all tonight, following the national championship game between Alabama and Ohio State. We have made it to this point. Relish that, enjoy that, and enjoy the national championship game. One final college football game of this crazy 2020 season now happening in the year 2021. We will have a recap for it all tomorrow on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. But until we get to tomorrow, enjoy the national championship game between Alabama and Ohio State, and have a splendid national championship Monday.